Law.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo for his weekly talk with us. But right now, I want to let parents know that if your child attends Westport Elementary School, and this is just for Westport Elementary School, there is no school this morning. Due to a storage issue with the water storage tank at Westport Elementary School, the heating system was affected, resulting in no school because there's no heat today. There's also no OST, AM, and PM care for WES students. I don't know what that is. But this comes from the Westport Community Schools Facebook page. No school today at Westport Elementary School because there's no heat. I mean, and even though today's a warmer day than it's been, you still have to have heat. It's going to be too cold to be in the building with it being 40 degrees outside. But don't worry. Better weather is on its way. Christina Schallhoop had the information this morning. She posted it on social media, and they showed it on TV as well. That we are 5 days away from what they call meteorological spring. And don't ask me the difference. If Christina wasn't so busy in the morning being on TV every 5 minutes, I would have her join the program and explain it to us. She actually was here last week. Got the chance to meet her in person for the first time. She was here visiting with Fun 107, and we got a chance to say hi to each other. But I send her messages all morning long, especially complaining about when she gets excited about snow. But we are 5 days away from meteorological spring. We are 13 days away from daylight savings, and we are 24 days away from the spring equinox. You've just got to get through a few more weeks, folks, and spring will be upon us. And I don't know about you, but, and I don't want to curse it by talking about it and making it sound like we're trying to invite something to happen, but another year of a relatively snowless winter. As I look out in the parking lot and see the piles of snow still piled up. By the way, I don't know if it snowed Friday, but by the time I got into my room and looked, you know, Thursday, like it was supposed to, but by the time I got in my hospital room and looked out the window, I didn't see any on the ground. So I'm going to guess it wasn't, that coating was even less than what they thought it was going to be. So one other thing that I wanted to mention this morning, and you can read more about this. WPRI has a pretty good story about it. But Bruce Selya, the longtime Rhode Island judge who rose to serve on the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, has passed away at the age of 90. And according to WPRI, the Providence native was the first Jewish judge to sit on the federal bench in Rhode Island when he was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1982. 4 years later, Reagan tapped Selya to serve on the appellate court in Boston. And then he entered senior status at the First Circuit in 2006, but continued to hear cases as recently as last year. And that is true, because we're going to talk about a case that he heard last year. Current U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was a clerk for him. But he was known for his, this is what WPRI says, Celia was known for his expansive vocabulary and creatively written decisions. He told the legal website in a 2004 interview, I don't believe there are obscure words, just neglected ones. In 2022, when the First Circuit rejected convicted Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa's bid for a new trial, Celia wrote that the disgraced official's arguments were, quote, all foam and no beer. And one of my favorite Judge Celia decisions was last year, if you remember, in the ongoing battle of the Lizzie Borden house versus Miss Lizzie's coffee, there was an appeal filed by U.S. Ghost Adventures, the owners of the Lizzie Borden house, after Judge Sorokin originally did not grant them the injunction that would force Miss Lizzie's to stop using the Lizzie Borden name and trademark. And so, hatch a trademark. So they appealed, and Judge Celia wrote the decision. And really put some creativity into that. He wrote such things as, Ghost Adventures gives just short of 40 whacks to the district court's finding that Miss Lizzie's moniker and hatchet pose a low risk of confusing consumers. And I really wish I could have put all of, in the story that I wrote, all of Judge Celia's great right. Oh, wait, I did. In that story, you can read the entire appeal decision. And Judge Celia did not hold back with the jokes, with the references, even in some of the footnotes within it. Now, it's one of the best written decisions I've ever read. You know, it explains everything very clearly, but also, you know, it makes it for an interesting read. It's not just boring legalese the whole time. And I can see why, you know, his decisions were so revered, not only for the fairness of them, but also for the creativity that he did show. Like, there was one point where he talks about how Ghost Adventures attempts to minimize this distinction by suggesting that consumers may associate Lizzie Borden with its services rather than with the Lizzie Borden herself. But the district court rejected the suggestion, finding that Ghost Adventures had not shown its mark, had displaced the story of Lizzie Borden in the minds of consumers. Ghost Adventures does not even offer the specter of a reason to disturb this finding. And there's puns like that throughout. So maybe we'll share that later again on our Facebook page, just so you can read some of Judge Celia's great writing. But again, 90 years old, history-making judge in Rhode Island, and very, very revered in the Ocean State. And as they said, still hearing cases as recently as last year. 508-996-0500. There was also something else I want to make you aware of. As we've been talking about these high costs of utilities, Eversource has been, you know, they have this plan to host some information sessions around Massachusetts in the coming weeks. They held the first one on Saturday in Brockton. I'm sorry, in Randolph, at the Turner Library in Randolph, which is my childhood library, the place where I learned to love reading. And they talked, you know, about some of the reasons why people are seeing such high prices and what they can try to do to lower their bills. And they have a plan to offer these across the state. And the one around here, they're actually going to have one in New Bedford at the Pulaski School but it's not until March 25th. By March 25th, a lot of you will have already turned off your heat. We're already into spring by March 25th. And yeah, you might still have the gas bills staring you down from the winter. But how are they going to help you save going forward? I mean, you know, okay, I guess you can take what you learn and save it for next winter. But I feel like, now, let me just give you an idea of where they're doing them. Today they're doing one in Boston, I'm sorry, in Roslindale at the Boston Public Library. Then they're back in Randolph March 4th at the Randolph Senior Center. Then the Pembroke Council on Aging March 7th, and back in Randolph at the Turner Library again on March 8th. Then Attleboro on March 11th, then Springfield March 18th, Uxbridge March 19th, Plymouth March 19th, and then New Bedford March 25th. You can't get to New Bedford faster than that? Rather than go back to Randolph two more times? And I get it. It's a highly populated area. It's a suburb of Boston, but still, you're not really giving great representation to all of your customers by concentrating yourself in that area. So they're going to come and talk to you about your high gas bills when you're probably already done paying your high gas bills. By the time March 25th rolls around, you'll be just a couple of days from the last winter bill ending, depending on when your billing cycle is. You might have already made your last winter payment by that point. I don't know about you, but once the equinox comes, I turn the heat off. I'll probably turn it off before then. In fact, I barely turned it on all this weekend. And I was home the whole time. But it was warm enough that I didn't feel the need to turn the heat up. So I think coming down here March 25th is kind of a slap in the face. And I'm sure you feel very similarly. 508-996-0500. And this is only dealing with the gas bill. This isn't even dealing with electric. Let's take a phone call here again. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
And my sister had her gallbladder about years ago when she was young, and she never had any problems after that. But at one time when I was working downtown, I had chest pains, and I took a cab over to Metromedics down there. I don't know if you know who that is.
No.
It's a small, it was, I don't even know if it's still there. This was years ago. And I thought I was having a heart attack, but it ended up being anxiety. And they said that stress can do a lot, like that. I thought I was having... They had to go to the hospital and have all these tests done and all that. So mine was called the unknown stress, but that's what it was, anxiety. And I did try that soda, the Diet Coke with the creamsicle.
Oh, the orange cream. What'd you think?
The orange cream. It was good. I liked it. It was a small bottle. In fact, I still have half. I'm not a soda drinker. I like my water. But it was good. It tastes just like creamsicle. It tastes almost like cream soda, but it was more like a little more orangey. It wasn't bad at all.
I actually dumped the rest of mine down the sink yesterday.
You didn't like it?
Well, I drank about half of it. I liked it, but then it sat on my table at home for like 4 or 5 days, and I was like, man, I'm probably not going to drink this.
That's what mine's doing right now, too. It's only a small bottle. It was the ones at the register. I'm not like a big soda drinker, but my brother likes soda, and he bought... Well, I guess it's like $5 for $10 this week for the 2 liters at Shaw's. But
that's
pretty
good.
It is.
The whole time I was in the hospital, they were giving me a Diet Polar Ginger Ale. And never in my life would I ever thought that I would enjoy Diet Polar Ginger Ale, but it was pretty good.
No kidding. Yeah, I like polar drinks. I like the salsa water and all that, and the flavored salsa. Big bottles. They have some good raspberry and all that.
When I was a kid, I used to think, oh, that polar stuff, oh, that's old people drinks. And now I drink it. So I guess I'm an old person now.
Well, Well, because you're old.
Yeah.
Your cat is beautiful. I saw that picture on Facebook. Oh, she is just beautiful markings. Sounds like a tiger. She's gorgeous. She was smiling.
Apollo. He's kind of a pain in the ass. I got another photo I took of him last night that I meant to post, but I haven't yet. I'll probably post later today.
Oh, God, he's so beautiful. He was just laying there was he laying on the chair or something?
He was so laying on my legs.
Oh, was he? Oh,
yeah.
God, love, he's so cute. Oh, he just looks so content. And you must love him.
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk most of the time. But
was he mad because you were gone?
He seemed a little bit out of it when I got there. He's like, you know, where have you been? Where have you been? But I brought him home a toy, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
And then he immediately destroyed it within 2 minutes.
Oh, so cute. But I'm glad you're feeling better, and that's good. You don't really need your gallbladder anyway.
Well, we'll see if they want to take it out or not.
Yeah, no. What do they do for the gallstones where they...
So
they get those out.
All they said was you'll have a follow-up appointment with your primary care to start that path. So some people have recommended to me some home remedies that'll help me kind of flush them out of my system. Other people have said, you know, you're just going to keep having problems until you have a gallbladder out. So we'll see what the doctor suggests.
I guess no fried foods and things like that.
Yeah, definitely keep down that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was more concerned about what the doctor was saying about the liver when he's like, you got about 20 years left in your liver. I was like, well, I'm gonna pay attention to that.
He shouldn't have said that. That comes back. That can grow back as long as you know.
Well, that's what he was saying. He's like, unless you do things to reverse it.
Yeah. So. Just stop doing something or just lightly. But like you said, you don't drink a lot anyway. So it's like...
My problem is I've always had high cholesterol and I'm actually on a statin for it. And he was like, you've got to up that statin. So he gave me a higher dose. And I was like, well, I've been on that same dose for 4 years now. So he's like, yeah, we're going to up the dose and hopefully that helps. But as I said,
I like Crestor.
Yeah, this is like the generic version of that. But as I told him, I said, you know, I've worked in kitchens for 22 years. I breathed in cholesterol. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Really? I mean, especially with the fire leaders and all that.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, you take care.
Have a good day. All right, let's squeeze in a couple more calls here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, my beloved.
How you doing?
Oh, you know, I was so worried. I was like, where is he? Where did he go? And then I said to myself, you know, self, he's probably just taking a vacation, didn't want to tell anybody because he wanted his privacy. So that's what I was hoping for. And a part of me, you know, didn't want to believe in anything bad. But I'm so glad you're on the radio because I love you so much. I love waking up with you every morning. It's just the happiest part of my day.
Well, I love you. And it was nothing too serious. I was going to text Brian and Chris and say, you know, you can say I'm in the hospital if you want. But then I was like, no, wait, then people are going to start showing up in my room. I don't want that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you'd have a parade of people. Most definitely. And then you probably would have had so many balloons and flowers, you wouldn't have known what to do.
There are people who work at the hospital. When they find out that I'm there, they pop in. And, you know, that's okay. But I just didn't want to have, like, because, you know, I've got a room neighbor and, you know, he's trying to recover and he doesn't need a bunch of people coming in the room.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't even want one person to come visit me. If I've never really had to stay in the hospital. Like, once I had pneumonia in both lobes. I had like a half a lobe left. I don't even know. They even said, we don't even know how you managed to live this long to get to us. But it's nobody really, because people feel awkward anyways, right? So, but I'm just so glad you're okay. Cool.
All good. Like,
yeah, I was like just so relieved when you were telling me all this. And the gallbladder, yeah, it's fried food. My mother-in-law had hers out. That's the only person I know that's ever had, you know, had to have it removed, but she was a deep fried, fried food person. A lot of Polish in her, and that, you know, they love their frying and whatnot. And I was going to ask about the cat. So the cat, I was worried, like, so you still have the cat, which is great, but I was worried, like, yeah, who fed the cat while you were gone? And
so, see, I thought there was a chance that I might be staying when I was leaving to go to the hospital. So I put down some extra food and water. And then my brother would always go by if I need him to.
Oh, good. That's right. Your brother lives local.
Yeah. So, and plus my dad, you know, my dad was texting me constantly. He's like, do you need me to come down? I'm 10 minutes away. And I was like, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Yes. And just so much. And your liver, yeah. Well, when you're overweight, I guess it doesn't have to happen to everybody that's overweight, but the liver becomes fatty.
Yeah. I didn't do it any favors.
Right. But, you know, you're on a better path. You've been on a better path. And I think you'll be all right. And that first caller, I don't know his name, but he's always so polite. And I just love the way he said you're too young for your body. So, yeah, just fried food. Because other than that, you've been eating really good. And like you say, you have your cocktails, but you're not a big drinker. So, yeah,
yeah.
It's just a matter of food choices, I guess. I have naturally high cholesterol in my family. My cholesterol levels are huge, but 220 is good for me, and I got it back to 220. It was like in the 300s during COVID. So, but I got it down to 220, and that's as low as I'll ever be, you know. That's just the way it is. But yeah, so I'm glad you're there, and I don't know. I guess that's really the most important thing.
Yeah,
well, I wanted to say.
I'll be here for a long time, I hope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. So when you're doing 12, 13 hours a day at work, like, how can you cut that down? Because with your promotion, I'm assuming you need to, or can you do a lot of that from home?
Well, I can do a lot of it from home, but it's just a matter of, too, like, you know, focusing more during the day and saying, nope, can't do this, nope, can't do that, got to get this done instead. So, you know, I'll have to learn to just, you know, put some things off or make better use of my time, I guess. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But I'm just putting a heart out at a certain time and just moving on from there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all you can do. All right, my beloved. I will talk to you later in the week.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And let's take one more call here before we got to go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I've got a question. The accident on the bridge Friday night where the gentleman was killed, the young man, the 28-year-old,
mm-hmm.
Why is it that 3 days later we're still not hearing who the other fellow was, the 62-year-old man that hit him? Is that a normal thing, not to mention his name?
So it's, yeah, they wouldn't normally mention his name unless he was being charged with something. So generally, you don't get the identity of the people that are involved. I did get some information from somebody that I have to look into, but generally, as long as the person, they only give you their name if they are charged with something or if they pass away. So if somebody is injured or if somebody is the other person involved, they don't give you the name.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I wasn't sure of that. All right. Well, thank you for clearing that up, and you have a good day there, my friend. Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you so much. All right, we got to go into the news now with Phil. We'll be back in a moment with, we'll have Phil do the news, and when we come back, we'll have to go to a break. We'll do it that way so that Phil doesn't have to wait. Okay, now better late than never. Now we'll go to the news with Phil Devitt.
Pope Francis still in critical condition. Federal workers on deadline to justify their existence. And another superhero weekend at the box office.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Pope Francis remains in critical condition with blood tests showing mild signs of kidney failure. The 88-year-old pontiff is being treated for double pneumonia and is receiving oxygen therapy. The Vatican added that Pope Francis continues to be vigilant and well-oriented. He took part in the Holy Mass from his apartment on the 10th floor of Gemelli Hospital on Sunday morning. It's the third time in his 12-year papacy that he has not delivered the prayer. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's ready to step down if it brings peace to his country. The Ukrainian president made the offer at a news conference on Sunday, saying, quote, if it is peace for Ukraine and you really want me to leave my post, I'm ready. Zelensky also said he would willingly trade his position for immediate NATO membership. Meanwhile, the White House said a peace deal in Ukraine could happen as soon as this week. A former Army chief of staff says President Trump's firing of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is tremendously destabilizing to the U.S. military. Appearing on ABC's This Week, retired General George Casey warned of the danger of sudden senior personnel changes.
When you remove so many senior leaders, especially without justifying and giving due cause, it creates huge uncertainty in the ranks.
Casey said military leaders should not be punished for following orders given by a previous presidential administration. General Charles Brown Jr. was fired Friday night in a move critics say was an effort by Trump to get rid of diversity initiatives in the U.S. military. Elon Musk is giving federal workers a deadline of midnight to justify their work or they'll be fired. In a social media post on Saturday, Musk said federal employees will receive an email requesting information about what they worked on in the last 7 days, and any failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. The move comes after President Trump said he'd like to see Musk be more aggressive in his efforts to slash the federal workforce. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is defending her decision not to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Hochul told CBS's Face the Nation that despite outrage over the Justice Department ordering the dismissal of Adams' corruption charges, she doesn't want to undermine a Democratic election.
But I will always stand on the fact that we are a nation of laws, and one individual, the governor of New York, should not use her voice and her will to override the will of the voters.
Instead of using her power to remove a sitting mayor, Hochul says she'd rather allow this year's mayoral election to play out. The notorious B.I.G.'s mother is dead at the age of 78. Loretta Wallace was in hospice care and died of natural causes in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Wallace was mentioned in several of her son's songs. She raised him as a single mom while working as a preschool teacher. After Biggie's death in 1997, she kept his legacy alive and maintained his estate. And Captain America Brave New World remains on top of the weekend box office. The Marvel and Disney film earned an estimated $28 million as of Sunday. Meanwhile, Neon's horror comedy The Monkey took in an estimated $14 million in its opening weekend. The film looks to finish second after pulling in over $5 million across Friday and preview screenings.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Celtics in Toronto to play the Raptors on Tuesday, and the Bruins home at TD Garden to play the Toronto Maple Leafs on Tuesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly sunny with a high of 43 degrees today on the South Coast. Mostly cloudy on Tuesday with a chance of a shower, a high of 48. And on Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, a high of 47. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And thanks, Dan Hartman, for covering for me there while I was printing some stuff out for Chris McCarthy. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, you can also send app chat messages or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And by the way, congratulations to the winners of tickets to see Invincible, the Michael Jackson tribute show that'll be happening this Saturday at Mohegan Sun Arena. And Casey's going to be reaching out to you today to let you know if you were a winner. So we're a little bit behind in that because I wasn't here to draw the winners last week, but she's going to get that information out to you today if you are the winner. So keep an eye on your inbox if you entered. You may just be going to see Invincible at Mohegan Sun. And there are still tickets available at the Mohegan Sun box office and Mohegan Sun website. And we want to thank Stevie's Wine and Spirits for making that possible, as they do all of our ticket giveaways here on the morning show. And of course, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And where this Thursday, they're having a special event with Macaulay Minton, the chief alchemist of Dark Arts Whiskey House. And yeah, I know. I know I said, you know, I've got some liver issues, but I'm still going to be there Thursday for that special event. So I just might not sample as much as I have in the past, but I am certainly going to be there for that because Macaulay's an awesome guy. I've had the chance to meet him before, and I'm very excited to see what they are rolling out. And Dark Arts is my absolute favorite, and I think you'll enjoy it as well if you are a whiskey or bourbon fan or rye. And it's a special event that they're having for the Rack House Club members. Although I'll have to clear it with them because it looks like they're opening it up to everybody the way they've been advertising it. So maybe everybody has a chance to come and sample with Dark Arts. Also tonight on Freedom Fools, Brian is going to be asking the question, should the feds give taxpayers a $5,000 stimulus check courtesy of dozing? That's his word. Or use that money to pay down the debt? Talk about it with Brian tonight at 6 on Freedom Fools. And I've seen some different reporting on that. Some say 5,000, some say 8,000, but 5,000 seems to be the number that was put out there. And I don't think you're going to see a check for that. And I see a lot of people who are conservatives, or maybe, you know, more accurately, people who are MAGA, who are saying, well, if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, or if you're online every day criticizing Donald Trump, I bet you're still going to cash that $5,000 check, aren't you? To which I ask the question, did you send back the checks that were signed by Joe Biden? Pretty sure that you cashed those, right? But I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break here so that we can make sure that we get all caught up, and we'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. Of course, we were talking about the Eversource meetings to try to help people deal with their high prices, their high utility bills. And as I mentioned, ridiculously, they're not coming to New Bedford until the end of March. Give me one second here. I'm going to flip over to this tab here. March 25th from 6 to 8 at Pulaski School. March 25th, when you'll already have turned off your heat for the winter, I would assume. Or hope, I mean, I hope we are at the point by March 25th that we can turn the heat off. Seems like we're already on the warming trend. We'll have some colder days coming up at the end of the week and early next week, it looks like, from the predicted 10-day forecast, but we're going to be plus 40 for a couple of days here. So, I don't know. It just seems like they could have made a better effort to come down to this area sooner. It's not like you have one person that's going to go travel all the way around. They've got multiple people because they've got two in one day. So it just feels like they're not making enough of an effort here. And I know Chris is going to have a lot to talk about with that coming up on South Coast Now at 9 o'clock. In the next hour, we're going to be joined here by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. We'll get his take on, we can ask him about the high energy bills and what the council's trying to do about that. We can also talk to him about who he thinks would be a good fit, you know, the type of person he would like to see become the next chief of police in New Bedford. But speaking of high energy prices, if you're ready to make an investment that will help lower your electric bill and might actually eventually get to the point where the electric company is paying you, then think about going solar. But don't just think about it. Talk to Isaacson Solar because they're going to give you all of the answers to all of your questions. And they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you if your home is a good fit for solar. And if it's not a good fit, they're going to just walk away. You know, I saw something yesterday on Facebook in one of the town groups where those people that come and knock on your door and try to sell you solar panels, like a bunch of them got together and took a photo and put it up in a Facebook group and said, hey, we're the guys that knock on your door about solar. Like, just give us a couple of minutes and we can save you money. And I said, wow, man, that just reeks of desperation that you got so many doors slammed in your face that you've got to put something up on a Facebook post about it. And that's not what Isaacson Solar does. They're not going to come and knock on your door. They only come to your home if you invite them to come to your home. And you can do so by going to isaacsonsolar.com and requesting a meeting, requesting that they come by and visit and give you a look over your home and see if you are a good fit for solar. So reach out to them today, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. So there was a little bit of kismet, cosmic karma, I guess you can call it. So I've been doing, since David Lynch's passing, I've been doing a rewatch of Twin Peaks. And I started with, you know, season one, season two, then I'm going to watch Fire Walk With Me, then The Missing Pieces, and then start with The Return. And I didn't start this with any particular date in mind of when I would finish. But it just so happened, I mean, I would have been done sooner had I not spent a couple of days in the hospital. But it just so happened that I finished season two last night. And what is today? Today is February 24th. Today is the day that Laura Palmer died and Agent Dale Cooper arrived in Twin Peaks. So that seemed a little bit, a little cosmic to me. And then last night I started watching Fire Walk With Me a little bit, but then I was like, okay, now I got to go to bed. So I'll probably finish that up over the next couple of days and then get started on, well, The Missing Pieces shouldn't take too long. And then move into The Return, which is just mind-blowing television. 10 episodes of just some of the weirdest stuff you've ever seen on TV, including what I think might be the greatest hour of television of all time. But we'll talk about that when I get there. And if you've never watched Twin Peaks, if you like weird stuff, highly recommend it. You can watch it all on Paramount Plus. But to get to the Fire Walk With Me movie, that's on Max. But you can find it on Amazon or whatever, or wherever you might stream your movies from. And it might be on some other places too, but it's not on Paramount Plus. But why not have yourself a Twin Peaks marathon, because it is, you know, Twin Peaks Day, February 24th. All right, I've got to take my final break of this hour. We will be right back. Well, yeah, maybe that kind of dirty laundry, but people don't like dirty laundry that they have to wash. Well, except over at Dash Laundromat. They love doing laundry, and it shows with all of the dedication that they have. You know, I went over there yesterday, and I walked in to pick up my clothes, and I was a couple days late because I had been in the hospital, but not a problem at all. In fact, they immediately got a cart to help me push all my clothes over to the car, and, you know, they had even offered to deliver them if I needed. That's the level of service that they have at Dash Laundromat. They even had some Chips Ahoy cookies out on the counter for people. That's the kind of place we're talking about here. They want to make it fun to do the laundry. They want to make it welcoming to do the laundry. But now they've introduced their new Dash Tote delivery bags. Weather-resistant, durable, and designed with a secure zipper top to protect your laundry every step of the way. And you can sign up for their convenient Dash subscription plans. You can choose from small, medium, or large totes with premium detergent options like Tide, Gain, or All. Plus, you can enjoy discounts on comforts, blankets, and household items. What does that mean? It means you pay one price every month, and they come and get the laundry every week, and you get a certain amount of weight depending on your plan. And if you go a little bit over, that's all right. They have some things built in to make it so that you'll know what you're going to be paying for that. And they'll pick it up. They'll